Ben, fantastic to see one of the great veterans, of course, of country rugby. He loved me saying that too, but the pride of the Wollumbarra Austinville Pioneers. Fantastic that, you know, you're here with the Cockatoos again, and, you know, the team's certainly hot and happening, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Very proud to be representing not only my club, but Far Coast and New South Wales country again. It's a privilege and something I don't take lightly.
Yeah. How long have you been part of the Cockatoos scene? It's been 4 or 5 years, isn't it?
No, this is my sixth season. So I went up to Brisbane and then I played country and then went away and then come back. So,
How was the Brisbane experience with the Hospitals Cup? You played a bit of first grade, and tell us a little bit about the club.
Yep, played Premier West Bulldogs. Good standard, really enjoyed it. I played there for 2 years. Playing with the Reds players and they came back and it was a great experience and I became a better player, for sure.
Yeah, down at Sylvan Road at Toowong, of course.
Yep,
but a little bit about the success there at the Wollumbarra Austinville Pioneers, of course. Blokes win premierships off a break. Yep. Must be fantastic to be part of that. Of course, Paul Jeffries here, so we want to remind him of the comp when his side dominated the comp and then proceeded to lose. But, what makes that club so great?
I think we just got a great core of players that have stuck together. Like, we've all grown, like, a lot of us went to school together, so we stuck together. That really helps. It's good culture, like, people buy in and family-orientated club. So, it's the main reason for our success.
Yeah. And fellas like Howard Atkinson don't hurt either. They certainly help out the club. But you've had great success with players coming through. Jack McIntyre, Rowan Perry, of course.
Yep.
Also Billy Johnston. You know, they've been fantastic players. They've all gone on, moved to sort of a professional level with the NRC through the Eagles. And, of course, Jake's over there playing with Argent in France.
Yeah, it's great. Good to have players that have like, represented that club and gone to bigger and better things. And they keep in contact with the club, so they're proud of where they came from. We're very proud of our traditions and our players that have gone overseas and played at Reds and Wallabies and all that,
Of course, you've got the Seahorses there that are leading the way there, and you must probably take them down in the grand final. But it's good to see it gets a bit competitive because certainly the Atlantic Head Trojans were pretty dominant for quite a while there. You blokes have got a few premierships here and there as well, and it's certainly interesting also to see that Grafton sort of left the building to go to the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, I'm disappointed to see Grafton go, but they're going really well at Mid-North Coast. I think they beat Hastings Valley last week, so they're traditionally quite a strong side in that Mid-North Coast zone, so hopefully Grafton can come back. But you've got your big clubs like Ballina and Lennox, and they're always going to be strong. So,
And also, of course, with the Waratahs and the Eagles, hopefully we can see a game at Oaks Oval or maybe head down to Wollumbarra Austinville.
Yeah, it'd be great. They're building a new club, a new grounds at the Wollumbarra, so the main reason for that was to get bigger games and host championships like country championships. So fingers crossed, something down the future will be nice for the club.
Finally, what do you do for a living in the great metropolis cities of Wollumbarra and Austinville?
School teacher, history, English.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Ben, it's great to meet you and wish you all the best. You're part of the Cockatoos.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. Thank you for your time, mate.